Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with my mum.
Hi.
We recorded this podcast back in the autumn and here it is for you. It's Mr. Adam Lambert.
One of my very favourite singers.
Amazing voice.
Amazing.
Having breakfast with us at mum's back in autumn.
Yes.
Hope you enjoy. Here we go.
Adam Lambert, we're so thrilled to have you. I just loved you on American Idol, and I still do.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can I tell you, I followed you from the beginning.
Aww.
It was American Idol,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It wasn't. Jess said it might have been X Factor.
No, it was American Idol.
No, it was America.
Because but Simon Cowell was on American Idol as a judge,
And was Randy Newman on then?
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson.
The other Randy.
And who else was the other judge?
Paul Abdul.
I loved her.
Yeah, I love her too.
But they loved you,
and
you
it was such a good
you
experience.
You were the best.
Thank you.
Every single week, you
I had
were
so much fun.
It phenomenal.
Was like, it was such a. It was fun. It was like a good challenge. Like every week, they're like, "Okay, here's the theme." I'm like, "All right, let's go." I loved it.
And you wore makeup.
I did.
And
I love
Simon
makeup,
Cowell,
as you can see.
Simon Cowell nearly had a nervous breakdown.
Did he?
I don't think he was used to that.
It was
flamboyant image.
Did he say
10 years
something?
Ago in America, the climate was so different.
Yeah.
It was just so different.
Well, we were talking about this because we had our first pop idol, Will Young won.
Yeah.
Who is he's gay.
Yeah, I remember.
But, and he wasn't out as gay, but then the papers were going to get, they were outing him, weren't they?
Yeah.
And then he came out after the show. But I think, like, I guess you were open about the fact that you were gay, or you didn't need to even say it.
I've been out since I was 18.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And I was 27 when I was on the show. So it was kind of like,
yourself.
I was like, yeah, what? Like it never was said on the show, and I never really thought of it as something that was missing from being said.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't think about it that way. I was open with everybody, like the producers, the other contestants. It wasn't like a
but
secret.
Did they ever want to make a thing of it? Like,
they
did they ever want to go
no.
like sob story, Adam?
They didn't.
Indiana, teenager. Oh, you were like, yeah, I was doing, like, I was fine. Everything was fine.
I grew up in San Diego.
Oh, you grew up. Okay, you were born in
Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay,
but it was like one of those things where. I don't know. It just never seemed like it was relevant. I think if I had like a long-term relationship, like a partner, and when they've panned to the audience and they show who's out there, if that had been the case, maybe that's how it would have come up. But it just seemed like, I guess there was no reason.
But do you think you didn't win because you were gay?
Probably.
Yeah.
Or gay, different, you know, left of center.
Because
I was wearing makeup, I was doing crazy stuff. I mean, it wasn't like I was the most like butch masculine dude up there.
Yeah.
So maybe that was part of it. Because the guy that won was the stereotypical
He was
country, Midwestern.
Yeah. I liked him actually.
He was really cute,
but
really
what
talented.
To him?
But you were the star.
You were the star of the
You
whole
were.
Thing.
Thank everyone you. Talked about your performances. Everyone talked about the outfits. Everyone talked about the falsetto. It was just, you were that series.
I had fun. Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
But I mean, you've done okay since, so it's fine.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, no harm.
Kind of better not
being
the winner.
People always come up to me and they go, oh, it's better that you didn't win, right? Because that means that you had more, and I'm like, well, no, actually. I
mean, would you have preferred to have won?
No, we got the same contract. I mean, it was the same. I didn't really care. Once I got to the top two, I was like, whatever. Mm. I got a record deal. That's what I wanted out of this. I wanted a shot. You know?
So what did you, if you were 27, what had you done before that?
Musical theater. For years.
See, that's why you love Jesse.
Yeah.
Well, no,
that's really what you love as well.
I love it so much.
It's great.
All I want to be in is a musical. I just can't really do the dancing bit or the acting bit.
Well, there's plenty of roles that aren't dance related.
I
there's a lot of roles that are more singer heavy than acting.
I want to be Anita in West Side Story. I want to be her.
I love that.
I don't want to be Maria.
You could also do a great Elphaba maybe in Wicked.
I've never seen Wicked. Oh. You did.
That's what I did for years.
Well, there's that Gravity song. It's a very good song, yeah. Isn't
you,
it?
Did you sing that?
Well, no, I was an Elphaba, as much as I wanted to be.
The witch.
I really wanted to paint myself green. Like, can you guys do non-traditional casting and cast a boy? No, no, that's not.
Where were you born?
I was born in Indiana, which is in the Midwest, and my parents moved me to San Diego when I was less than a year old.
It's nice.
Okay. Yeah, it's beautiful in San
Brothers
Diego.
Brothers and sisters? Yeah.
Brother, I have a little brother. He's 3 years younger than me.
And
he's
you great. Have a nephew?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Yeah, and, who likes my mom?
Him and
like
my sister-in-law, they're lovely. And they just moved back down to Orange County, which is in between San Diego and
Orange
LA.
County. Yeah, my cousin used to live there.
So they're in Irvine. Where did your cousin?
Irvine.
Where was your cousin?
Irvine.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's where they live. Yeah.
Yeah, how funny. Yeah. Big Jewish community there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
He lived in this really strange place. It was like an Italianate village.
Really?
With kind of, it was so odd. It was all kind of very Italian duplexes.
Pretty.
It was really pretty. Not so many Jews, but lots of swimming pools.
So, oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
Growing up, were you brought up Jewish?
Like, more or less. I went to Hebrew school for a year. Jew-esque. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a bar mitzvah?
No.
You would have sung those notes.
Yeah, you could have.
Wow.
Yeah, rabbis would have, grandmas would have been crying. Yeah.
I think my mom was very, like, she was really excited to kind of, we celebrated Hanukkah, we celebrated Passover, and she was really excited to have that cultural experience. But I think once I got a little older, I was just too distracted with the theater stuff. I was doing theater as a kid, and that's what I wanted to
you
do.
You couldn't be like, sorry, I have to fast today, so I can't do the performance. Yeah, yeah, right.
I was like, I don't want to learn Hebrew. I want to learn the play that I'm in, you know?
So, I don't blame you. Yeah. So you're secular.
Yeah.
Would you define yourself as Jewish?
I think I'm proud of my heritage. Like, I like telling people because I feel pride in it. But I don't think that I'm religiously Jewish. I'm not necessarily a religious person.
Did your mom cook Jewish food?
Not really. Okay. I mean, for like Passover, we did the traditional like the Seder plate, and you know, and I have some Jewish friends, and I've definitely gone to like Seders at their house. I have friends that are more Jewish than me and you know, had the experience. I love it. I love that as like a cultural heritage.
Yeah.
I remembered the prayer. Like, I liked the prayer when we were lighting the menorah. I like knew the song. I'm like, okay, this is cool. I like it.
Yeah, this
and I liked being different. I liked, like, because there was like no Jewish kids in my neighborhood.
Really?
In my school, nothing. Like, there was like very few in San Diego because it's such a sort of like a conservative Christian type area. And my brother and I kind of liked being like the weird kids. We were like, yeah, we're Jewish. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're different. We're the rebels. My little brother, actually, the funniest thing, when he was in school, they were doing like portraits. It was Christmas time and they were doing portraits with like one of the teachers was dressed as Santa Claus and they were making all the kids wear like a Santa hat for the photo. And my brother was like, I don't want to wear the hat. And the teacher was like, you have to wear the hat. And he was like, I refuse. And my brother was such a firecracker. And he got in trouble for refusing to wear the Santa hat. And my parents had to go down to the principal's office. And my dad was kind of like, well, this isn't really appropriate. He's Jewish. He doesn't really want to. Why should he have to wear the hat? And it was this whole like philosophical moment. And my brother was, you know, like protesting, you know, fifth grade.
Is your dad Jewish?
No.
So no. Where's he from?
He's from Vermont, and he's very like white Anglo-Saxon American.
Really? So the dark hair is definitely your mum's side.
Yeah. My dad's blonde, blue eyes, tall.
But you've got the blue eyes.
Well, I also have light hair. This is all smoke and
You're
mirrors.
You're kidding.
This is all fake.
But what about the beard?
You're shitting me.
No.
What about the beard?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. He's got better makeup on than me, and when I'm on performance on a stage. Like, I mean,
yeah, and I love you. I love
and for
you.
Those of you wondering, I'm not wearing makeup for the podcast. I'm wearing makeup for what I'm doing later.
Okay. I'm slightly offended.
And for you,
making an effort. Thank
I love
you.
Your nails as well.
I love
yeah,
it.
Now, that's a good
thanks.
Color.
Thank you.
So growing up in San Diego, I presume it was a lot of Mexican food. Or
I love Mexican food
because San Diego's so good for
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's
love
what we did
Mexican
for you,
food.
Mexican eggs.
I love Mexican food. It's like
we better not do
it's,
that.
It's yeah, it's like that's home cooking for me. You know.
So there wasn't Jewish food. Was your mom a good cook? Is she a good cook?
She's not a bad cook, but she's good. My mom was really into like all the health food trends that were going on at the time. So I remember the first time we had like soy, it was like this thing, like, oh, it's not meat, it's better for you. And she would get it. It was before like almond milk was a real thing, but I wish we had had almond milk.
Mm. Why?
Because I drank too much dairy as a kid and I think it screwed me up.
Didn't mess up your falsetto.
It like made me, I had all these like sinus issues and things and they say dairy does that.
So can we talk through, because we got told you're a vegan that eats eggs and fish.
So technically not, that's not veganism.
You're not fucking vegan.
I'm like a pescatarian that doesn't eat dairy.
Okay.
So whatever that means, you know what I mean?
And do you not eat the dairy because of how it affects your kind of your sinuses?
Health.
And your,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like.
Also, I did watch some of these documentaries about dairy farming and it's a little scary.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Kind of freaks me out.
So what would be a usual, what's one of the most memorable meals that your mum would cook a lot of? Or was it kind of very different?
I mean, I do remember, I mean, if we're talking about like traditional Jewish food, I did love latkes. They were really exciting. They were great. I mean, it's a good time.
Yeah.
A fried potato cake, you know, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, you can't.
No. And so she did a great job at that. My dad was a good cook too.
Really?
Yeah. We used to, on Saturday mornings, he made pancakes. That
like
was
the fluffy ones.
Yep. Oh. And I would help him make them and like we would do the batter together. It was like a very like...
Ritualistic.
Like, it was like what we did like every weekend, Saturdays.
What was your toppings?
He would bake apples into them or bananas into them, which was really good. And he had like a griddle and like the first batch would always be too greasy and then they would be perfect.
And did he put baking powder in his like to
I
make
think
them
so.
Light?
Yeah,
they
were
fluffy.
Yeah. And sometimes we use like whole wheat flour because my mom was kind of like pushing the like, we got to get like better food in here.
Well, we do ones for my daughter because she loves pancakes. We do them just with banana and egg and a tiny bit of oats and she's like, and it's fine. Actually, we also do the other ones, but I mean, it works.
That sounds good.
When did you go pescatarian vegan?
I went vegan first and then I was kind of like, I need some sort of, you know, because you go to like restaurants or you're traveling and it's kind of like,
must have been hard,
you know what I mean? You have to find vegan food in order to eat vegan. And outside of LA, it's harder, you know? So I think I started, 4 years ago, maybe? Have you tried it?
What, being vegan?
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband's really keen to be vegan, like for, you know, trying to save the world and tries to kind of just, you know, he's basically vegetarian now. And then I'm that person that I just kind of can't resist a little bit of everything.
We had roast beef.
I get it.
We had roast beef and Yorkshire pudding yesterday.
No, I mean, listen, every once in a while I have a steak. I mean, like maybe once or twice a year.
Do you feel like you need it?
Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, I want a filet. I just want a filet of steak. I had one like 4 months ago. I just needed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I feel like the thing about meat is like if I was like living on a farm and it was like we were raising our own livestock and like it would be like real and fresh. But I just feel like the food industry, like there's so much processing and antibiotics. It just freaks me out.
Yeah,
it's
I think like, particularly in America.
It's really bad in America. It's definitely worse.
But yeah, and I think, you know, I completely like I think it's amazing. But I think veganism requires so much more effort. Like as you like,
it's not easy. I mean, especially when you're traveling.
Yeah, I can imagine like going to Poland, what are you gonna have?
Yeah, meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
That's it. So all you get is a potato.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, can I put some and it's plain in Poland, you know? They're like, you don't get sauce, you know.
So you're hardly ever at home.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I was at home a lot last year.
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, with Queen, we're really lucky. We have a chef, which is very nice. That's the whole thing with Queen. What I love about Queen is that it's very grand. I'm a bit spoiled.
It's like being in a five-star hotel.
I'm spoiled.
Yeah,
we fly around in a jet and we... Yeah,
really?
It's like the five-star hotel. It's very nice.
Do you think it's going to be hard for you to go touring as Adam Lambert now that you've been spoiled? with Queen? Or are you quite looking forward to getting
have,
a bit,
it
like,
is a
you know?
Slight adjustment. I do have to, like, it's humbling. It's like, oh, right. Yeah, right. Okay, my budget's a little smaller. I can't spend as much on my stage and travel and all that stuff. But it's good for me. I think it's humbling. I think it keeps me grounded.
Are you going to be performing in England?
Eventually, yeah.
Can we come?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Speaking about your EP, that's why you're doing the promo now.
Yes, yes. I like juggling the Queen stuff and my stuff. It works.
Does it?
Yeah.
Kind of makes you miss one and then, yeah.
Okay. It just takes a bit of planning, but yeah. It's like, you know, it's a good balance. Mm-hmm. I like it. And being out with Queen, when I'm on stage with them, the audiences are like on fire. Mm. They know every word to every song. It's like, it's very charging. It gives me a lot of energy, a lot of adrenaline.
So when was the last time you did like your own Adam Lambert show?
That was in, well, I've done a couple like private gigs here and there, yeah. But off of my last album. And that came out in 2015. So it's been like 4 years.
So it's been a
while.
Yeah. So doing this touring with Queen, has it, I mean, you've always been an incredible showman. Like, I mean, but I mean, it's effortless. It's, but has it kind of made you think about how you want to do like touring your shows and like what the setup will be? Obviously, I have no doubt you'll be in stadiums, but like,
no,
you know, it's like, but you know.
It's smaller. The Queen stuff is like, it's grand. It's giant. We're playing
but
arenas.
You don't dress up like Freddie Mercury. You're yourself.
No, I'm myself. Yeah, people have asked me that before. And yeah. I'm like, no, it's not like I'm not playing a part. Mm. It's not an acting role.
No, you're just singing the
song. You do your own trills. You do,
yeah,
like, you don't
I interpret
to do
it my way.
Yeah, exactly.
I try not to go too far from the original because it's kind of like, that would be like sacrilegious.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Is your voice really so alike his?
We're a bit different. He had like a stronger, like mid-range. Like he had more weight in his voice, more like texture. I think he was, because he was a smoker. So he had he had a lot of like, he had like more like power in the middle.
Really?
But I do think mine sits a bit higher.
Your falsetto is higher.
My belt is higher. Yeah, yeah.
Everyone loves a belt in a live show.
He had a beautiful falsetto, actually. Freddie's falsetto is amazing. Probably better than mine, for sure. But I can wail up high.
did you sing at all on the Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, I was a trucker. I was a trucker for 5 seconds.
Was it just a bit of a kind of nod, wink?
Yeah. We were just like, let's do it. I was in London and they were like, do you want to go on set and play a little role? And I was like, okay.
Do you know, when it first opened here, it wasn't, they didn't go crazy for it.
No?
And then I didn't see it. And I thought,
I didn't see it either.
And then I went to see it because he got nominated and and I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. I think the beautiful thing about the film is that people fall in love with the idea of Freddie Mercury in this movie, you know what I mean? And the music is like...
The music is amazing.
Sounds so good.
And that whole Band-Aid set that they show,
yeah.
And it's the original voice, it's his voice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all his
voice. That's all his voice.
What, Rami?
No. For live,
they use the live, and so it's as if you're living that whole Live Aid thing.
Yeah, Queen did so much of the recordings that they did, like still filed away. They have all the files. Wow. So most of the singing in the movie is Freddie. Rami doesn't sing at all.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he's lip syncing. And then they had a guy named Mark Martel, who's more or less like a Freddie impersonator. I mean, he sounds just like Freddie Mercury. It's uncanny. He's brilliant. He's really talented. And I think he came in and did some of the like, just a bit of like cutaway stuff when Freddie was like composing So yeah.
So do they call it Queen with Adam Lambert?
Mm-hmm.
Queen and plus Adam.
Plus. I don't know, whatever plus. The heck
You're
that means. Yeah, yeah, I'm a plus.
But so what's on the rider on the Queen rider? What do you have? I guess you all have your
tequila.
Own.
See, they've got
tequila.
A chef.
No, I know, but they have a rider too.
Yeah, in the room. Yeah, like I have healthy snacks. I have like almonds, I have what else do I have? I ask for avocados. It's like just healthy snacky things. I like having a juicer in the room and fresh vegetables. That gives me energy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like great before a show because it gives you this natural.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good.
Then maybe I should try that.
Celeries and like beets and lemon and ginger, and you just blend it all up and make a fresh juice. It's great.
It's better than a vodka Red Bull, isn't it?
Probably.
Do you put the
Probably
tequila,
in the long run.
Do you put the
I have done that. I'm like, it's a salad with a shot. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah.
Keep going. So tequila's your drink of choice.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about tequila. I've had too many bad experiences on tequila.
Everybody that I've met on this side of the pond
feels
that way about tequila. Yeah. Most people. And I'm like, well, have you had any good tequila? And they're like, well, what do you mean? I don't know. And I'm like, well, you probably haven't. So there's certain tequilas that I'm kind of a snob about it, yeah. but there's certain tequilas that are like so good, and they're like, you just sip them and they taste like caramel and they're sweet and they're so good. There's this one called Clase Azul. And it's in that white bottle.
I've got that. Oh, yeah, that's heaven.
That's it. That's my favorite. Yeah.
What about George Clooney's?
That's good. Yeah.
Has he got one?
Yes.
Yeah, Casamigos.
Okay, so tequila, and you just drink it neat.
Most of the time, or with ginger beer, a little ginger beer.
Oh, nice.
Although there's a lot of sugar, but you know.
Hey. I know, that's the thing, though.
I know.
Look, you don't need to worry about your weight. You look fabulous. Yes,
when I was a teenager, I was so fat. It was really? Like, it was, whoa. Yeah, it got bad there for a minute. I think I was eating my feelings. Oh. You know what I mean? I think I was like, okay, I'm going to eat ice cream. No one knows. Okay, I need ice cream. And I would like really go in but on like a whole gallon of, I mean, it was like.
It was ice cream.
I was big.
What type of ice cream was
any.
It?
Oh, any.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You name it, I ate it.
But as a gay man, there's kind of a pressure to be slim and body beautiful, huh?
It is. I think there's more pressure because we're the same sex, you know, we're trying to attract this. So it's competitive. It's like, we compare ourselves to each other. It's tricky.
Do you work out?
I used to. I've been so lazy the last couple of months.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you want to eat something?
Sure.
Shall I put our eggs on?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can see if you fancy some.
So we have, I'm going to call them folded eggs today because that's what they all say in the...
folded mama.
Yeah. So folded eggs with tomatoes and spring onions and chili. And then we've got a vegan banana bread.
Ooh, I might like a little bit of that.
With some raspberries.
That sounds lovely. Yeah.
And then what else have we got? Oh, I've got some lovely bread, and then we've got some avocado with some pickled onions or like a little salsa.
Would you like
so there's bits
toast?
And bobs. So whilst Mum is folding the eggs, I'm going to ask you some of the things that we ask all our guests, such as, do you think you've got good table manners?
Probably not, actually. I'm probably a pig. I don't know. When I was a kid, I remember my father, I was trying to eat with a fork and I had it like sideways. Kinda. Like it wasn't like straight on.
Right.
And I was putting food in my mouth and he was like, that's not how you hold your silverware. Like, hold it right. Why are you eating like that? And I would be like, what are you talking about? And then when I came to the UK for the first time, people use cutlery totally differently in the UK than they do in America. Did you know that?
Well, okay, show me how you're doing yours.
Most like Americans, like that are like American, we just use one fork. If you're using a fork and knife to like cut a piece, most people like have their fork in their dominant hand, they turn their fork over to cut it, you know what I mean? To hold the piece of food, and then you cut with the left knife.
Yeah.
Then you put the knife down, and you just turn the fork over and shovel it into your mouth. Like, you use the points of the fork.
And we do a thing where we do, it's
you
like
do
a double
a thing
action.
Where you do a thing where you like stack your bite
on
your fork,
and
you keep your fork upside down. Americans don't eat like that.
That's really weird. Nobody has ever told us.
And
this,
when I realized it, I was like, whoa, that's so weird. It's like a totally different style of using your cutlery.
How funny.
Do that? I don't know.
Because
Americans are, you know,
so
we're like, we just poke it with the
fork. But
we want a puncture, you know?
So what's a table manner that you don't like in other people?
A table manner I don't like. I don't know. I can't think of anything. I think it's a bit silly that you have to crisscross your fork and knife on your empty plate to signal to the wait staff that you're done. You know, a lot of people do that.
They crisscross?
Like you put your knife and your fork.
I thought you put them together like that.
No, I think a lot of people like on an empty plate after they're finished, they go like that. And that means like take it away.
Oh no, I thought that meant that means for us, that means that you're not finished. Oh my God. I love this.
I don't know much about table manners, to be honest. I'm like, it. What?
This is perfect. So, Desert Island, Last Supper. You've got a starter, main, pudding. Oh, no, not pudding, a dessert. And a drink of choice. What would it be?
I think first, a drink of choice would be my tequila.
Yeah, which the one with the pretty thingy.
Yeah, the Clase Azul.
Yeah.
Probably because I'm on a deserted island, I'd want to stretch it out. So I'd probably add something. I'd probably add some ginger beer or something.
Gorgeous.
To kind of, you know,
yeah,
fancy it up. And starter, I would do like probably like a really good tuna tartare.
Oh yeah, you get them good in LA.
With like avocado and like thin, like wafery kind of chips to eat it with, you know?
Have you had it somewhere that you've loved it?
Yeah, I love
tuna. Jesse, where's the place that you loved it in, Mum? You get the tuna tartare somewhere in LA.
I've had it in Venice Beach, the pokey.
Oh, the pokey.
Oh, that's good.
I love pokey.
Yeah, it's really good.
But go on. So, okay, so that's the starter.
And then for the main, probably like a really good piece of salmon. I do love fish. I really love it. Like salmon with like, or if I wanted to go non-meat, I do. Have you had a Beyond Burger? Have you tried this yet?
The non-meat ones. I've had an Impossible Burger.
Right. And the Impossibles are good too. But yeah, the Beyond, I just think Beyond Burger tastes better. It's made from peas.
Oh, okay.
Where I think the Impossible is using wheat, I believe. It uses like, I think.
Okay.
I think that's the difference. But it's so good. It's so, so good. It tastes like meat. Tastes like a burger.
And you love the taste of meat then, so that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, the sensation of having a burger is so satisfying.
And where can you get the Beyond Burger?
You can buy it at the market, like Whole Foods and
oh, okay, they have
to cook it. Yeah. Well, I don't know about the Whole Foods here, but they have it in America.
Okay.
And some restaurants carry it now.
Because now, yeah, so we have the Impossible that's come over here, but I don't know if we've got the Beyond Burger yet. I haven't, maybe our listeners can say. Okay, so then you'd have that with like all the other bits with the
probably
burger.
Or the salmon.
Okay, so it's, okay,
salmon
fine.
Or a Beyond Burger.
But what would you serve the salmon with? I need to know your size.
I would probably do like brown rice, or you know what I love.
Oh, this is like healthy.
I like sweet potato fries.
Yeah, I do too.
I could eat a whole bowl of sweet potato fries.
And they're really deep fried as well.
Yeah, really.
They need to be like
yeah,
have that.
And actually, you know what's good is a little cinnamon.
Ooh, yeah, lovely.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, it's really just
gorgeous.
And like a garlic aioli dipping. Yeah, I love that.
Pudding? That was dessert, sorry. You've been with Brits.
Probably
so you
coconut
must know
ice cream.
Coconut ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
From where? Anywhere that you've had it that you just love?
I've had a couple different. There's a company called Van Nguyen, I think, that's in LA that's like vegan ice cream and it's so good.
Right.
It's like, it's so rich and like, it tastes like ice cream.
I'm glad that you said ice cream because I mean, you loved it when you were a teenager. You love ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just have to kind of like, you know, watch it. It's an occasional treat.
Are you a good cook?
I'm not great, but I can make food. I'm like a practical cook, you know.
Can your partner cook?
Yes. Yes. Oh, he's great. I didn't realize that he could cook. And then he like got in the kitchen one day and went, oh my God, this is amazing.
I'll stick with you.
Yeah.
What did he make you?
What did he make me? I think he just kind of like improvise like I do. Like he put some like rice and some eggs and cheese and some cut up some vegetables and just made like a little.
And it was good.
It was great.
Oh, great.
It also looked pretty. He was really like, I'm kind of sloppy with my
too.
Presentation. I'm like, there you go.
You have traveled the world with Queen. You must have toured all over.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite place, like continent to eat?
New Zealand.
Oh, yeah?
They do
okay.
good food. Because everything's so fresh and, like, really? Organic.
Yes.
And, yeah. And also, where else? I've had really good food in Japan. I mean, sushi. I mean, a legitimate sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Australia as well. Really good food.
Do you drink wine?
Yeah, I like wine. I like red wine.
Me too. Yeah. Australia's.
But sometimes it tears up my tummy a little bit. But I love it. I love wine. It's great.
I want to know, actually, who designs your costumes.
Oh, for the Queen Tour?
Yeah.
Most of them were done by Julian McDonald, who's a British designer.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
He's friends with Roger and his wife, Serena. They're friends.
Oh, nice.
And so I met him at one of the parties around Oscar time, and he was very funny and charming, and he's like, I want to make some clothes for you. I was like, great. And that's actually the first time that's ever happened like that. That's like so a lovely. Real, like, legitimate designer, you know?
And who do you have? I mean, you dress in a very, very flamboyant style.
Yes, of course.
Of course. So who's your favorite designer? And who's going to design for your tour?
I mean, the costumes are already designed because we just did the North America tour, so I'll probably use most of those again. I love everything that Gucci's doing lately. I love the whole aesthetic of it. Mm. I love how it's kind of weird and whimsical and retro and... I love anything that's sort of 70s inspired.
Well, you've got a bit of a 70s out. You look kind of like you could be John Travolta, porn star, successful porn star. You know what I mean?
A slight Elvis touch.
Thank you.
But it's full, like, color coordinated. So kind of a petrol blue cowboy boot with a cord flare. Actually, it's a suit that, so it's the same. With a cord jacket. And then this gorgeous, like, aqua greeny shirt. It's like a
I'm in jewel tones today. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Like kind of merman tones.
Yes, merman realness. Yes, of course.
And then the fucking biggest diamond I've ever seen in my life.
Is that a diamond?
No, it's fake.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, Jesus Christ, if they need a backup singer for Queen.
But if it makes you feel like it's real, it's doing its job.
Well,
you know?
Mm. Well, I believed it was real.
Great.
It's huge.
Win-win.
I'd love to know about your fans, because you were kind of celebrated as being, as you even say, you know, you liked being different and kind of, your fans, I can imagine you've got like an army of followers.
They're
that
very
have been
passionate.
Really?
Yeah, very. I feel like what defines my fans is that a lot of them kind of identify as sort of outsiders a bit, which I love, because I am too. I'm a mama's boy. Like, I have a lot of mom fans, which I love. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know why,
but
I
love it. Anywhere.
A lot of it comes from the American Idol thing, I think. And also, a lot of the music that I covered on American Idol was classic and throwback, and I still do, and the Queen thing. So I have a lot of different ages, which is great. But I have a lot of younger fans too, which is awesome. Like when Ghost Town came out, I was seeing all these kids, like teenagers, at shows and stuff, which was really cool.
Were you writing your own songs before you went on American Idol?
I was experimenting. I was like, I had a band for a little while. It was like super like rock, like,
oh really,
like sort of light metal, which is so not what I am into. But I was just trying because the guitar player was pushing me to do it. And then I was on like GarageBand, like trying to pretend like I'm gonna produce my own track. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing, but it was a fun experiment.
I just hit epic diva reverb every time. It was the best verb I've ever tried
epic
in my
diva,
life.
Exactly.
Love the name too. I read an interview where you were saying, you know, you and RCA parted company. Was that right?
Yeah.
And it was maybe they were expecting another, like a covers album.
I think they were just trying to make some money. Yeah. I mean, it's business. You know, they were like, okay, we didn't make X amount of dollars on this last project. We want to make more money. And if we do it with covers, it costs less and there's less red tape and da da da. And we just have to do this and that and the other thing. And it just didn't feel like the right time to do something like that.
Totally. You're singing covers. Being
on Idol.
Yeah, well, on Idol and then
and
being
Queen.
It was like,
I'm an artist and regardless of the commercial success, that doesn't mean that I'm any less of an artist.
Totally.
You know, and I feel like I've had to kind of fight for that, and that's what I'm so proud of with this new project is that I executive produced it, I co-wrote every song. I'm more involved on this than I've ever been. On a creative level.
Well, was it hard to be as involved in the beginning because you were in this kind of hit factory of, like, you know, you were with 19. Were you with 19?
I was 19 for a minute after Idol. Yep.
And that's because you get that deal with them.
You get kind of like put there. Yeah.
Are you going to have a bit of banana bread?
Yes, I am. That looks amazing.
I have got some coconut yogurt in there if you want
This is probably plenty. This looks so good.
Okay. Okay. This is why he's slim. Look, this is his piece.
Oh my god.
Well, oh my god.
I'm definitely not slim.
Mummy, you can have some.
Why are you looking at me as if I shouldn't?
No, I'm going to say you should.
Okay, I'm going
to. Oh my gosh, it's good.
I'm having more eggs.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Well, you can take some home, darling.
I'm going to have one more piece.
Oh, good.
Have a big piece.
Good. Adam Lambert, thank you so much for coming for breakfast at my mother's.
Thank you for this banana bread. It really...
Do you want to take a bit home?
I might take one more piece because it is really good.
Good, good, good.
Good. Perfect.
I wish you'd come in the evening. We'd have tequila.
Yeah.
Next time. When they told me, they're like, oh, Jessie Ware has a podcast. My response, my email is anything for Jessie Ware.
Oh,
anything.
Sweet.
I will do anything.
Right,
definitely the song.
Definitely the song.
Well, darling, I hope everyone enjoyed that. It was a strange one, wasn't it?
It was unique.
Unique, that we've never had someone bring their own food in a carton and eat it out of the cardboard box.
But?
He did have the banana bread.
He did.
And he enjoyed that.
And he was very polite.
And he was sweet.
It was a pleasure to have him over. Yes. Such a sweet guy.
Lovely.
And always welcome back.
Absolutely.
Take away better.
Thank you for listening. The music you've heard on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. We will be back next week for more Table Manners special circumstances.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.